USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At least two explosions and a big fire have shaken the Philadelphia Energy Solutions refinery in southwest Philadelphia this morning. The blasts rocking the neighborhoods around that refinery at about 4 a.m. Currently, they say the fire is under control, though it is still burning. There are reports that President Trump had green-lighted retaliatory military action against Iran after Iran shot down a U.S. drone on Wednesday. But then, at the last minute, the president gave the stand-down order, as planes were already in the air and ships were in firing position. Retired Army General Barry McCaffrey says it's probably good that that operation wasn't carried out.
There's no reason to escalate this conflict. Nobody's going to win in a Persian Gulf War.
McCaffrey was speaking on MSNBC, and you are listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved. I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, I additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eris, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
A high court ruling concerning something that many people consider a religious symbol. We get more from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
In a 7-2 opinion, the Supreme Court rules a World War I Peace Cross memorial can stay on public land in Maryland. The Bladensburg Cross has been on the property honoring veterans for almost 100 years. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Justice Sonia Sotomayor, the two dissenting votes.
A Texas police officer is dead after being shot by a suspect late yesterday, as investigators say the unidentified Mission police officer had been waved down and told about a suspect with a weapon. The suspect then fired at the officer, wounding him, but then he died last night at the McAllen Medical Center. The suspect is reportedly in custody. The Rolling Stones' No Filter Tour begins tonight in Chicago. The Stones will be performing in 15 cities through August 31st. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
President Trump does another exclusive interview with another network that this time focuses largely on his immigration policy.
I went up 17 points because I'm tough at the border. Because the Hispanics want toughness at the border. They don't want people coming in taking their jobs. They don't want criminals to come because they understand the border better than anybody.
In that Telemundo interview, the president also squabbled at times with host Jose Diaz-Balart.
When people come through, you have MS-13 coming through. Hispanics,
that's not the majority, Mr. President.
But it's a lot of people.
It may be some.
If it was one in 100, it's
the mothers that are coming with their children aren't MS-13.
But if it's
the
one
people who
in
are raped in their town and have to leave aren't MS-13.
But if it's one in 100, it's too many.
Republican lawmakers in Oregon may have to answer to the police for avoiding having to vote on a climate change bill. Governor Kate Brown releasing a statement saying the 11 missing lawmakers have decided to abandon their duties to serve their constituents. Officers have reportedly been told they can arrest the senators if they refuse to return to the legislature willfully. They can also be fined $500. And the U.S. women's national team is claiming another victory, this time 2-0 over Sweden at the 2019 FIFA Women's World Cup in France. The U.S. now winning its first three matches with no goals conceded. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.